Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I hope this finds you full of joy. This morning, as I'm praying this, I'm feeling under the weather, but I am grateful to be reading the scripture to you because there's something that happens to me when I read the Bible. So we're continuing our journey through the book of Exodus in the World English Bible. I'm going to be reading to you from Exodus chapter 10, verses 1 through 15, and this is what it says. Yahweh said to Moses, "Go into Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I may show these signs among them, and that you may tell in the hearing of your son and of your son's son what things I have done to Egypt and my signs which I have done among them, that you may know that I am Yahweh." Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh and said to him, "This is what Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, says. How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go that they may serve me. Or else, if you refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring locusts into your country, and they shall cover the surface of the earth so that one won't be able to see the earth. They shall eat the residue of that which has escaped, which remains to you from the hail, and shall eat every tree which grows for you out of the field. Your houses shall be filled, and the houses of all your servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians, as neither your fathers nor your fathers' fathers have seen, since the day that they were on the earth to this day." He turned and went out from Pharaoh. Pharaoh's servants said to him, "How long will this man be a snare to us? Let the men go that they may serve Yahweh, their God. Don't you yet know that Egypt is destroyed?" Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh, and he said to them, "Go serve Yahweh, your God. But who are those who will go?" Moses said, "We will go with our young and with our old. We will go with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds, for we must hold a feast to Yahweh." He said to them, "Yahweh will be with you if I let you go with your little ones. See, evil is clearly before your faces. Not so. Go now, you who are men, and serve Yahweh, for that is what you desire." Then they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. Yahweh said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come up on the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail has left." Moses stretched out his rod over the land of Egypt, and Yahweh brought an east wind on the land all that day and all night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. The locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested in the borders of Egypt. They were very grievous. Before them there were no such locusts as they, nor will there ever be again. For they covered the surface of the whole earth so that the land was darkened. And they ate every herb from the land and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left. There remained nothing green, either tree or herb or of the field, through all the land of Egypt. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, sometimes in the trials of our lives, we feel like there's a locust army trampling over us. We see the darkness of it. We see the destruction. And Lord, later we hear that verse about you will return to us what the locust has eaten. And so, Lord, I pray for that today. For those who have walked through grief, for those who have been through pain and worry and stress and deprivation and grief, Lord, I pray that you would bring restoration to those who feel like everything has been plucked from them, everything has been taken from them. I pray, Lord Jesus, for renewal, for resurrection today, for hope, for perseverance, for grit, for tenacity. These are all fruits and strengths that you can give us through your power, the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, as I pray today, not feeling well, I pray that you would strengthen me and help me to rest in the knowledge that you are wise and you are powerful and you are full of love for your children. Lord, instead of coming to you and thinking, "Oh, he's going to be bothered by me," I just thank you so much that as we come before you, you welcome us with open arms. And Lord, as we look at the power of you in this passage, you have the ability to bring locusts to a land. You have the ability to bring judgment upon a people. And so in light of that, we stand before you in holy and reverent awe because you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are powerful. You are almighty. You are an amazing God, and we love you so, so much. So Lord, help us to have that holy reverence of you because our God is a consuming fire. We love you and we worship you and we surrender to you again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Just so grateful that you're with me, and grateful just that I have this opportunity every single day to read the Bible and to pray over you. It's such a holy privilege. If you want to help support this podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. Thanks to those of you who have become patrons in the last month. It's such an encouragement to me when I see that, and just helps keep this podcast going. And I'm so grateful for all of you, and also really thankful for all of you who pray for this show. You can imagine there's some spiritual warfare going on behind the scenes. So thank you so much for praying for me and for the folks behind the scenes of the show, and just that it would get into the hands of those who need it. That's really my prayer. So thank you for praying for that. Have a great day.